Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
All right, so here's what happened, because we were doing a really good job of being on time and doing two episodes and getting a full thing out. But here's what happened. A couple weeks ago, I started to have trouble starting my car. And I was thinking, oh, it's just because, like, it was really warm one day, and then it went down below freezing at night. So maybe it was just a little cold, so it was a little hard, trouble to start. And then it happened again, and I was like, ah, shit, I should probably get this into the shop. I make a call, get it checked in, get it taken care of on my day off, so that way I can take my wife's car, drop her off at work, have a car during the day to run some errands, pick her up after work, pick up my car, everything's nice and easy. And then Thursday, I'm about to leave work. I'm getting ready to come home. We're going to record. We got an article for a little follow-up on an old friend of ours. Really excited. We're maybe talk a little bit about the Easter Bunny and how weird it is that there's a giant rabbit that lays eggs once a year around your house or around your yard. Maybe talk about that. I don't know. And then I get in my car, turn the key, click. Nothing. Try again. Battery. I know it's not the battery because the battery is less than a year old. So I'm like, fuck. Probably the starter probably went. So I call AAA because I have AAA and I'm a big fan of AAA because with my luck, I need it. Call AAA. They send a guy out. So I have to hang out for a little while. And, guy shows up, guy gives me a call beforehand, New Jersey area code pops up. Thought that was interesting. Soon as I approach him as he's pulling up to my car, he gets out and goes, are you from New Jersey? As if he has, it's like when you're in another country and you meet somebody that is also an English speaker and you're really excited because, like, you get to have that, even if they're from, like, Australia or England, you're like, hey, you speak English, too, like, this is great, where you feel safe and secure, and you're like, ah, we're kindred spirits. So this guy kind of had that with me in New Jersey, and he was all excited, even though we were from very different parts of New Jersey, because he was originally from Newark, which, if you know anything about New Jersey, Newark, very bad place. But we had a nice little chat driving as he towed my car to the shop. Learned all about how he moved out here. Looks like a really tough guy. Turns out, big comic book nerd. Has a bunch of, like, superhero tattoos and, like, a really nice Spider-Man one. But moved out here because he didn't want to... Got married, had some kids, and didn't want them to get shot in Newark. Which is sadly very possible. But we talked about that, how weird it was that there was no races, really, in... Pennsylvania, this part of Pennsylvania, and it goes a really long time without seeing somebody other than a white guy, and he was, like, Italian, Hispanic, and he thought it was really funny. We bonded a little bit over that, and, you know, I'll never see him again. Hopefully, knock on wood, unless I have more trouble with my car. But anyway, by the time I got home, it was, like, after 8, and we missed our chance to record, and we did have this other little piece of stuff that didn't really fit in anywhere else. So we're putting it in here for you guys so you get something. Wednesday we should have the episode that I was just talking about, the little piece of a follow-up, I guess you could say, on something that we had talked about before. That'll be out Wednesday. Saturday, I don't know what we're doing. Upcoming thing, though, on Tuesday, I was a guest on... Actually, this past weekend, but coming out on Tuesday, I was a guest on another podcast. It's called The Debatable Pod. You can find it at debatablepodcast.tumblr.com. It'll come out on Tuesday, the 22nd. It's done by Greg I had it a minute ago, right before I started recording this. I'm just gonna say Greg S. because I don't wanna screw up his last name. He's got a hard one to say. But I had a great time doing that. Make sure you check that out. This other Greg is awesome. So check that out. We'll probably have him on the show coming up sometime soon. How he got into podcasting. We talked about how I got into it. We'll talk about how he got into it. We'll talk about what else we talk about. We talk about sports. Well, lack of talking about sports is what we talked about, really. What makes you a man? Like how people measure your manliness, your manhood, besides, you know, with rulers and stuff. So it was a lot of fun to do that. Check that out. We'll have a regular episode up on Wednesday, hopefully, barring any other problems. So we'll dive into the this little Rascals bit that we have now.
I also, speaking of people that I've realized were dead and that I felt really bad about, Mickey Rooney recently passed away.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I already thought he died. And I was like, Mickey Rooney, is this like an old, like, alert from the Associated Press? Like, what? And then I'm thinking maybe I confused it with Andy Rooney.
Oh, yeah, well, that's possible. He died a couple years ago.
But yeah, I was like, I really thought he already died. I thought he did. Maybe I obviously he didn't, but I don't know. Was he like in bad health? Mickey Rooney?
Annie Rooney? Mickey Rooney? Mickey. Not that
see,
I know him. I
we're
think
doing
he was just
it.
Old. I think he was just old.
He was like 80 something, right?
No, I think he was in his 90s.
93, you're right. Until his death in April 2014, which is now, Rooney was one of the last surviving stars who worked in the silent film era. So there might not be many left.
God, I mean, I can't.
Okay, here's the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11... 12, 13. There are 13 known living silent film actors alive. There are 4 possibly living. They cannot confirm whether they have died or are they still alive. What's funny is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them were in the R Gang series. They were child actors that appeared in the R Gang series.
R Gang. Is that the precursor to the Little Rascals?
Is it? I don't know.
I might be wrong. I felt like that was true, but
I've never heard of it. But you might be right.
I don't know, or maybe it was just kind of like the same idea.
For some reason, I thought you were gonna say like R Gang. Is that? I don't know where I was honestly expecting you to say this. R Gang, was that the precursors for Newsies? Like, I don't know why you would say Newsies. R Gang, also known as the Little Rascals.
Uh-huh.
Al Roach's Rascals. Yeah, it's the Little Rascals. Impressive.
Yeah. I know some old shit, some dumb old trivia.
So let's see. Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I wonder if Buckwheat is still alive. Because Buckwheat and Alfalfa are the only ones in the Little Rascals that I know.
I would probably know a couple of the other names if you said them to me, but yeah, those are the only ones I can think of.
So he was R Gang's, sorry, side thing here. Rachel just texted me and was asking me if she wanted me to stop, or if I wanted her to stop at Wendy's to get dinner,
because I was still recording, and I told her yes, and I told her what I would want, and she says, do you want fries with that? And that just made me laugh. Let's see. There, somebody told me, actually, because they made a new Little Rascals movie that, like, just came out on DVD. And it's terrible.
But another one? I mean, yeah. I knew they made one in, like,
The late 90s. Yeah. They just made another one recently, but somebody told me that, like, a bunch of the Little Rascals, like the original people, maybe it's entering the sound era. You know what? Let's look for Little Rascals. Oh, that's weird. I click on Little Rascals and it says, it gives me, Little Rascals may also refer to the animated TV series, which isn't what I wanted to. The film in 94. The new movie that was direct to video, which makes sense. It also says it may refer to Oriental Heroes, a Hong Kong comic book series originally titled Little Rascals.
Oh.
So,
was it stolen?
That's fun. Well, no, I'm sure they probably licensed it off or it was in public domain and Hong Kong or something, but I thought it was weird that it's called Oriental Heroes. Somebody told me that a bunch of those people, though, like kill themselves.
Really?
Yeah. Like, let's see. Actors that were in Little Rascals? Like, I just want to find a list so I can be like, oh, The Curse of the Little Rascals. Let's see if this is it. When Robert Blake was arrested in 2002 and charged with the murder of his wife, a lot of people began to look back and wonder if the kids who starred in the R Gang films were under some kind of cloud. Robert Blake was in the...
Yeah, I don't know who he was.
Jeez. Robert Blake was Beretta.
I don't know.
He was the guy that talked to the fucking bird and then he murdered his wife.
Yeah.
And they were just like, oh, that guy clearly murdered his wife. And then I think he died. Maybe he's still alive. Maybe in prison. I don't know. He was Beretta in like the late 70s. But he was accused of killing his wife. I think he's still alive, actually, it looks like. But that and he was in the film In Cold Blood is what he's best known for. I think Beretta was a precursor to Spencer for Hire, but, like, less fun.
Okay.
But anyway, I didn't realize that he was in R Gang.
I guess I didn't really realize it either.
According to R Gang producer Hal Roach, 176 kids played in the 221 R Gang films made between 1922 and 1944.
Holy shit.
Sorry. Only a few of these became major stars in the series. It's not unusual for child stars to have a difficult time as they move into adulthood. And if anything, life in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s was tough enough. Children who worked in the series typically started out earning less than $100 a week, which is pretty good. I wish I earned like $100 a week for not doing that much.
Yeah.
And they never earned residuals. When the R Gang series made their way to television in the early 1950s, the kids didn't get a penny. Result. When their fame ended, they didn't have any money to fall back on like child stars do today. When you consider how many kids cycle through the R Gang series, It stands to reason that quite a few of them would have problems later in life. Even so, the number of kids who suffered misfortune over the years is startling. You can't help but wonder, are the little rascals cursed? Loss of innocence is the first category.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Carl Alfalfa Switzer. Like many of the little rascals, Switzer had trouble finding movie roles as he grew up. He landed bit parts in films like It's a Wonderful Life and The Defiant Ones, supporting himself at such odd jobs as bartending, dog training, and hunting guide between acting gigs. He was shot to death in 1959 following an argument over $50.
Wow.
He was 31.
Well, it was quite a bit of money back then.
Carl's older brother, Harold, also appeared in the R Gang series. In April 1967, he murdered his girlfriend and then killed himself. He was 42. Jesus. William Thomas, who was Buckwheat, when his career in front of the camera ended, Thomas became a film technician with the Technicolor Corporation. In October 1980, a neighbor who hadn't seen Thomas in several days entered his home and found him dead in bed, cause of death, heart attack. Thomas was 49. That's not as sad. It seems like he was doing okay for himself and then just passed away at an early age.
Yeah. And it's not like, it's sad, but it's not tragic.
Yeah, it's not as bad as this next one, who is Robert Hitchens Weezer, a cadet in the Army Air Corps. Hitchens was killed in 1945 while trying to land his plane during a training exercise. He died a few days shy of his 20th birthday.
That's pretty young. And it's pretty tragic.
Let's see. Matthew Beard Stymie, a high school dropout. Beard fought a heroin addiction for more than 20 years and was frequently in and out of prison. He beat the habit in the 1970s, but passed away in 1981 at the age of 56, cause of death, pneumonia following a stroke. Oh, wow. Norman Chaney, Chubby, his weight was due to a glandular problem. By the time he was 17, he weighed more than 300 pounds. In 1935, he had surgery to treat his condition. That dropped his weight down to 130 pounds, but he never regained his health. He passed away in 1936 at the age of 18.
Wow. Yeah, that sucks.
What's funny is, like, today we would never, they would just be like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. He's just fat. Like, that would never be a thing, because obviously, I'm sure the surgery is what ended up killing him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, it must have been terrible, whatever they did.
Let's see. This guy, it just says Scotty Beckett here. Scotty was the kid who wore a cap turned on the side to the side of his head, a classic case of troubled former child star. Beckett slid into alcohol and drug abuse. He had two failed marriages, a history of violence, and numerous run-ins with the law. In 1968, he checked into a Hollywood nursing home after someone beat him up. It's kind of random. After someone beat him up, 2 days later, he was dead. Investigators found a bottle of pills and a suicide note by his bed, but the coroner never ruled on whether it was the beating or the barbiturates that killed him.
Wow.
Let's see. I mean, it's a... Richard Daniels, long estranged from his wife and children, Daniels died alone in a San Diego hotel room in 1970. Cause of death, cirrhosis of the liver. Years passed before his remains were identified and claimed by his family.
Years?
How's that happen?
I He'd have to be like estranged from his family, wouldn't he?
It says he was estranged from his family, but still, like, that's a really long, like, years?
That's pretty nuts.
Let's see. Some other ones. I'm not going to read you their names. I'll just tell you what happened with them. Other rascals' fates. Fell asleep while smoking in bed in 1951.
Nice.
He died in the ensuing fire. Somebody else stabbed to death in 2002 by a homeless man he'd befriended.
See, that's why you don't deal with homeless people.
Somebody else committed suicide in 1965 after losing all her money in a phone investment scheme.
Yeah.
Committed suicide in 1981, 2 weeks before being forced into retirement as an electrical engineer. Killed by a hit and run. Oh, Jesus. Pete the Pup. The first dog to play Pete was poisoned by an unknown assailant in 1930.
That's terrible.
Jesus. Who does? It's a fucking dog.
People are sick.
Okay, here's the fucked up thing, too. We're like, let's see, this guy was stabbed by a homeless guy. And then just, like, the dog is killed.
Because the dog's innocent.
Here's the thing, too. The guy was stabbed to death. In 2002, we're like, okay, that's expected. Like, 1930, we assume everybody's, like, fairly happy. World War II hasn't started yet. Like, and then the dog is poisoned? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't. That's terrible. I mean, people, I mean, come on. I mean, in general, I feel like I like dogs more than people.
Let's see. Actually, you know what, though? This guy makes a lot of sense. Voice of Reason. Hal Roach, the producer or creator or whatever, outlived many of his child stars and died in 1992 at the age of 100. Never believed that the kids were cursed. Naturally, some got into trouble or had bad luck, he told an interviewer in 1973. They're the ones who made the headlines, but if you took 176 kids and follow them through their lives, I believe you would find the same percentage of them having trouble later in life. You know what? It's probably true.
Yeah. Or especially if you're talking about kids in show business. Like, because you're not, you know, I bet you're going to have a higher average of drug problems and stuff.
Yeah.
Kids in show business.
Let's see. Since you mentioned it before. Snopes.com. Let's see. They say it is false, and because the claim is an unusually high percentage of the child actors who starred in the arguing films have met tragic ends, the status is false.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, and then they have a list of people that, like, that were fine for many times. Let's see. Somebody appeared in 28 installments, successful post-Rascals career in show business and aerospace industry, died of cancer at 76.
It's not too bad.
Oh, this guy, see if there was a curse. Alan Hoskins Jr. appeared in 105 installments.
Wow.
Successful post-Rascals career as a psychological technician, died of cancer at age 59. Died early, but apparently had a successful career afterwards.
I'm assuming you mean after the show, not his death.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Appeared in 86 installments. Successful post-Rascals career in aerospace. Apparently a lot of aerospace.
Yeah, that's weird.
Died at 85, 86 installments, successful career in show business and art store management, 82 when he died. Yeah, apparently it's debunked. Let's see. Oh, this is weird. Harry Spear, appeared in 58 installments, post Rascal's activities unknown. Moulton, I'm assuming that's Leonard Moulton, reports rumors that he was working in a bank or had become a surgeon. That's very different. He either counts money or he will cut you open. I'm not sure which. IMDb lists him as dying in 1969 at the age of 46. Other sources claim he is still alive but denies being a former Little Rascal. The best evidence to date indicates that his real name was Harry Sherman Bonner and that he died of heart disease in 2006 at the age of 84, maintaining to the grave that he was not the Harry Spear who appeared in several dozen Argan comedies. So he's just like, fuck that, I'm not that guy.
That's not me.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Probably because, like, in one of the movies, like, he ate a booger, and he was just like, that's not me, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He was trying to work at the bank, and they were just like...
Weren't you the one? Yeah.
Hey, can I get change for this 10? I just need 2 fives. Hey, wait a minute. Were you that guy that ate his booger in Little Rascals movie? He was like, nope, I didn't do that.
Luckily, by the 2000s, I'm sure the references people were making were becoming increasingly less.
Yeah, by the 2000s, they were just like, hey, were you that guy that waited on me yesterday?
It's like, well, actually, I don't remember.
No, that wasn't me. I don't know.
I don't know, God.
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's see. Frankly, the first thing that seems evident from this list is that the Argang bunch has been, on average, remarkably long-lived, especially considering that many of the men served in the military during World War II. Prior to a detailed analysis of their longevity, however, we should first dispose of a couple of names that don't belong on the list. Okay, somebody apparently only appeared in a handful of them, 8. If we include every child actor who was in more than one installment of our gang series, we'd just be making our case stronger by watering down the curse list with an even greater preponderance. Wow, good word. Good word, wow. Snopes. Snopes? Was it Snopes?
Snopes.
Good word. Of people who led very long and successful lives, although he did eventually commit suicide, Oh, I don't like that you laughed at that, but I know why you did, because it's a weird transition. Reportedly, because he was despondent over his forced retirement, he still enjoyed quite successful post-Rascals careers in show business and electrical engineering, and he had a few weeks short of his 65th birthday. Oh, although Photoplay magazine stated in 1930 that Pete the Pup had been fatally poisoned, one cannot say that THE Pete the Pup died, since as was commonplace with film animals, the part was played by a succession of several different animals, sometimes reportedly by multiple dogs within a single episode.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, too.
So let's break it down here. So what do we find? Analyzing the information about 28 Argang child stars described above, we calculate the following. 55 of the actors are still alive or live to be at least 72 years old. 76 of the actors reach the average life expectancy at birth for persons of their time. 83% of the actors reached what would now be considered middle age. This may not sound important by modern standards, but it's a significant figure given that the average life expectancy at birth for most of the actors listed here was the mid-50s range.
Yeah, true.
Let's see. 3 of the actors, 10%, were victims of homicides, although 2 of the 3 were already well advanced in their age at the time of their deaths. 2 of the extra 7% were killed in accidents. 1 of the actors, 3%, committed suicide. 2 of the actors, 7%, died prematurely from medical ailments, and two of the actors, 7%, had significant problems with substance abuse. So I guess when the person told me that they all committed suicide, they were wrong.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right, that's where we cut it. I'm Keith Bodella, and for Greg DiNicola and I, remember everyone, no regrets, and if your car's starting to make like a sound or something, just remember, in the man-car relationship, the car wears the pants.